This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I never thought I'd find myself delving into the depths of the dark web, but curiosity got the better of me, and soon I found myself navigating the shadowy corners of the internet and searching of something, or anything, that would satisfy my craving for the disturbed. It started innocently enough. A friend had mentioned a website rumored to host some of the most disturbing content imaginable, and I couldn't resist the temptation to see for myself. Armed with Tor and a false sense of bravado, I ventured into the digital abyss, eager to explore the forbidden fruits that lay within. What I found was worse than anything I could ever imagine. The website was a cesspool of depravity in a digital graveyard where the darkest impulses of humanity were laid bare for all to see. Images of violence and torture flickered across the screen, each more horrifying than the last, but it was the live streams that truly chilled me to the bone. In one stream, a masked figure stood over a bound and gagged victim, brandishing a knife with a manic gleam in their eye. In another, a group of masked assailants roamed the streets, their faces twisted with sadistic glee as they hunted down their prey. I should have turned back then, closed the browser, and scrubbed my computer clean of the filth I had stumbled upon. But morbid curiosity held me captive, drawing me deeper into the darkness with each passing moment. And then, just when I thought things couldn't get any worse, I stumbled upon a stream that froze me in my tracks. A stream featuring me. My heart pounded in my chest as I watched in horror, unable to tear my eyes away from the screen. There I was, sitting at my computer, completely unaware that an unseen audience of voyeurs was watching me. Panic surged through me as I realized the gravity of this situation. Someone had been monitoring my every move, waiting for the perfect opportunity to strike. And now, they had me in their sights. With trembling hands, I fumbled for the power button, desperate to shut off my computer and escape the nightmare that had become my reality. But before I could make a move, a message appeared on my screen. A message that sent the chill down my spine. "We know where you live." The words hung in the air like a death sentence, a stark reminder of the danger that lurked in the shadows of the dark web. I knew that I was trapped, prisoner in my own home with no hope to escape. As I sat there, paralyzed with fear, I couldn't help but wonder what horrors awaited me in the depths of the dark web, and would I ever live to see the light of day again. Until this day, I continuously get messages just randomly. Some of them show me, some of them tell me that they still know where I live, and some of them tell me where I went that day. But hopefully, this doesn't escalate to the point where they want to become physical with me. I've always been drawn to the darkest side of the internet, the hidden corners which secrets lurk and forbidden knowledge beckons. So when I stumbled upon a forum dedicated to the occult on the dark web, I couldn't resist the temptation to explore. The forum was like nothing I had ever seen before, a digital haven for those who sought to delve into the mysteries of the unknown. There were discussions on everything from ancient rituals to modern-day witchcraft, each thread more intriguing than the last. But it was one particular post that caught my eye, a post titled, "The Summoning." Intrigued, I clicked on the thread and began to read. The post detailed a ritual purported to summon a demon from the depths of the underworld, a ritual that promised to grant the summoner untold power and wealth in exchange for their soul. At first, I scoffed at the idea. The notion of summoning a demon seemed absurd, nothing more than the ramblings of a delusional mind. As I continued to read, a seed of doubt began to take root in the back of my mind. What if it was real? What if there was a way to harness the power of the supernatural for my own gain? Driven by a mix of curiosity and desperation, I set out to learn more about the ritual. I scoured the forum for information, piecing together fragments of knowledge from various sources until I had a rough understanding of the process. And then, one fateful night, I decided to put my newfound knowledge to the test. I gathered the necessary ingredients, a black candle, a vial of blood, and a sigil drawn in chalk, and set to work preparing the ritual. As the clock struck midnight, I lit the candle and began to chant the incantation, the words rolling off my tongue like a prayer to the darkness. At first, nothing happened. The room remained still and silent. The only sound, the pounding of my heart and my chest. But then slowly but surely, I felt the presence begin to stir in the shadows. A presence that sent a chill down my spine. I watched in horror as the darkness coalesced into a swirling vortex, its depths pulsing with an otherworldly energy. And then, with a deafening roar, a figure emerged from the depths. A figure cloaked in shadow, its eyes burning with an unholy fire. I think it was a demon, summoned forth from the depths of hell by my own hand. This is from the dark web, I thought. Fear gripped me as I stared into its malevolent gaze, knowing that I had unleashed something beyond my control. But before I could react, the demon spoke, its voice a guttural growl that sent shivers down my spine. It asked me, "What is it that I wish for?" For a moment, I was tempted to ask for wealth and power to indulge in the desires of my darkest fantasies. But then, with a shudder of revulsion, I realized the true cost of my actions. I had sold my soul to the darkness, and now there was no turning back. With a trembling voice, I whispered my final wish, a wish for the demon to return to the depths from whence it came, to leave me to wrestle with the consequences of my actions. And with a cruel smile, the demon obliged, disappearing into the shadows as quickly as it had appeared, leaving me alone in the darkness with nothing but my regrets. As I sat there, haunted by the memory of what I had done, I realized the true horror of the dark web, that it was not a nice place. It wasn't a good place for knowledge or power, but a trap from which there was no escape. And as I closed my laptop and shut off the lights, I knew that I would never again venture into its depths for fear of what lurked in the darkness of the dark web. I've always been the type of person to do what I'm not supposed to do. So when I stumbled upon a link to the dark web, I couldn't resist the temptation to explore. The first thing I noticed was the overwhelming sense of unease that washed over me as I navigated the encrypted sites and hidden forms. It was like stepping into a digital twilight zone, a place where the rules of the real world no longer applied. As I went deeper into the dark web, I stumbled upon a forum shrouded in secrecy, its threads filled with tales of horror and despair. It was here that I found a post that would change my life forever. The post titled, "The Red Room." Intrigued, I clicked on the thread and began to read. The post detailed a live stream known as The Red Room, where viewers could pay to watch unspeakable acts of violence and certain things unfold in real time. At first, I was skeptical. The idea of a live stream dedicated to such depravity seemed too horrific to be true. But as I read on, a sense of dread began to gnaw at the pit of my stomach. The post claimed that the Red Room was not just a legend, but a reality. A dark corner of the internet, where the darkest desires of humanity were laid bare for all those to see. And for a price, anyone could become a spectator to the horror. Curiosity getting the better of me, I clicked on the link provided in the post and was taken to a page adorned with a single button. A button that promised access to the Red Room. With trembling hands, I clicked the button and was instantly transported to a live stream unlike anything I had ever seen before. The screen was filled with darkness, broken only by a faint glow of a single spotlight illuminating a figure bound and gagged in the center of the room. As I watched in horror, a masked assailant emerged from the shadows, brandishing a knife with a chilling sense of purpose. The figure struggled against their restraints, their muffled screams echoing through the darkness as the assailant closed in for the kill. Unable to tear my eyes away, I watched in sick fascination as the scene unfolded before me, a scene of imaginable brutality that would haunt my nightmares for years to come. In that moment, I realized the true horrors of the dark web. This place was sick. I thought this was a different type of place, but it was not just a place of anonymity and freedom, but this is a place of pure horror, at least the part of the dark web that I was in. It's not all like that. And as I closed the browser and shut off my computer, I knew that I could never truly escape the darkness that lurked within. Please do not go on the dark web.
Nightmare Files.